Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The mayor of San Francisco has died. Mayor Ed Lee died suddenly early this morning in the city's general hospital. Lee was San Francisco's first Asian American mayor, known for progressive immigration policies and support for a higher minimum wage. He was 65 years old. Scott Schaefer is senior editor of the California Politics and Government Desk for KQED in San Francisco. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Todd.
Scott, who was Mayor Lee? What's the legacy?
Well, Mayor Lee came from a civil rights background. He was an attorney, born in Seattle, went to school in California, lived here for the rest of his life. He worked in city government. He was a bureaucrat, really. He worked for the city's housing commission, the city purchaser. He kind of worked his way up the bureaucracy, and he was the chief administrative officer when he was picked as mayor to fill out the term of Gavin Newsom, who at the time was elected lieutenant governor. And he was thought to be just a short-term kind of a placeholder mayor for 11 months or so until an election could take place. And then he decided to run for the office, which disappointed and angered a lot of people, but he won, and then he got elected again. And so his legacy, he presided over a very robust, booming economy. Unemployment in San Francisco is virtually nil. The downside is that there's been an explosion of the tech sector under his administration. He's been very close with high tech, and some feel that while that's been a great economic success, it's come at a cost, especially for affordability and the lack of affordability for middle-income folks in San Francisco.
And also highly visible homeless populations in San Francisco. Talk about the tension between those two things in the city. The enormous tech boom, big companies in and around the city bringing a lot of money, a lot of employment, but also, let's face it, a lot of people on the streets.
Absolutely. I mean, San Francisco's had a big homeless problem for many years, and San Francisco has actually taken thousands of people off the streets and put them into housing, but there's still 6,000 to 10,000 people living on the streets. They're very visible. It's shocking to people who come to visit San Francisco. The connection with the tech boom is this. That booming economy brought a lot of people to San Francisco. The population grew by about 100,000 in a fairly short period of time. That's a lot of demand for housing. And so the cost of housing went up, and although the city has been building a lot of housing under Mayor Lee, not enough. And so a lot of people have been pushed out of their homes. And you combine that with things like Airbnb, where people have incentives to get people out of their homes and rent short term. It's been a crisis, a huge crisis, an affordability crisis. And people are finding it very, very difficult to afford to buy a house or even pay rent in the city right now.
Scott Schaefer, Ed Lee also presided over San Francisco during this time that the entire concept, really, of a sanctuary city, which wasn't really new, really reached, I think, the forefront of Americans' consciousness. How important was that to him, and did he intend for San Francisco really to be sort of on the leading edge of the sanctuary city concept?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, the sanctuary city policy in San Francisco goes all the way back to Dianne Feinstein in the 1980s. So it's been changed and revised over the years. But Ed Lee, there was recently, of course, a very high-profile trial where the killer of Kate Steinle was acquitted, found not guilty of murder and manslaughter. It was very controversial. At that time, Ed Lee said, or his office said, that the city would always be a sanctuary city. It was proud of that legacy. I wouldn't call him a leader in that movement, but as the first Asian American mayor of the city, he certainly spoke to it and felt that he could identify with immigrants.
So what's next for the city? What's next in the government? Who takes over?
So the acting mayor is the president of the Board of Supervisors, London Breed, an African-American woman, 51 years old. She grew up in public housing in San Francisco. She will be mayor until the Board of Supervisors vote for an interim mayor that will be there until the next election. And so it'll be a change in leadership, a change in style and tone for sure. There's a big press conference at City Hall where no doubt the entire city family will be present to speak about Ed Lee and talk about the future, which, you know, is suddenly upon us with very little warning.
Mayor Ed Lee, dead at 65 in San Francisco after more than 7 years in office and two elected terms. Scott Schaefer, senior editor of the California Politics and Government Desk at KQED. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.